Block the Vote works in conjunction with the Boycott, Divest, Sanction campaign. It's doing basically what other world governments have failed to do in isolating Israel. In this case, it would be economically, but also they work to isolate them academically, militarily. So what Block the Boat is doing is acting in the spirit of that campaign, and we're holding blockade actions in port cities, wherever Zim Integrated Shipping Services docks, and that's Israel's biggest international cargo shipping company. It's the 10th largest in the world. So we're going to port cities, and in the spirit of the labor movement, we're asking them not to cross our picket lines and to refuse to offload the Zim ships when they come in. And in Tampa, the Zim Alabama is the big cargo ship that's coming in into our port. And so on the 20th, when they come, we're going to be having a mass picket line and hope that they honor the picket line and not cross.
Several weeks ago, the Zim Alabama arrived in Tampa. What was that like? There were people there that met the Zim, and how many people were there? What was that action like?
Well, we had 40 people there, around 40 people there. We're all learning. It's an unfolding story. So, like with all social justice struggles, it's something that gets a collective consciousness based on the elements that are all involved, and it just needed a degree of experience and success and failure and the unfolding stories that are happening in port cities across the country. And so going off of that and going off of our experience, the first time we visited the port, we hadn't talked to the union. We were still learning and trying to figure out how to be effective in this action. And we've had a lot more time, and we're excited to go back out there again and be at the port in mass with a lot more people, a lot more organizations involved.
What are some of the organizations?
We have Students for Justice in Palestine, the USF chapter. We have Jewish Voice for Peace out of South Florida. We have Jews for Boycotting Israeli Goods, Labor for Palestine, then local groups Tampa Food Not Bombs, Tampa Light Brigade, and a lot of other ones, Students for a Democratic Society. Everyone's coming together to show their solidarity for Palestine.
You mentioned earlier the connection to labor and to the dock workers. What has been your experience with reaching out to them, and what has their response been?
What I learned from going to the Union Hall several times is that we're dealing with real human beings. They're feeling, they're receptive. They understand the struggle, and they're passionate members of their union. And I feel like there's no way to avoid being a longshoreman and knowing the rich, radical history and the proud history of the longshoremen from coast to coast. And they really see that, and they know that. And I feel really encouraged by the human response that we've gotten to talking with them.
Your action this weekend, what do you expect? When will it start? How long will it go? Where can people go? And what can they expect to see there?
So Saturday morning, 5:30 a.m. at it's 2002 Maritime Boulevard. It's the corner of Maritime and the 22nd Street Causeway. You will see a convergence of hopefully a couple of hundred, if not more, people that are standing in solidarity. There'll be a picket line, and we'll be there supporting the longshoremen. We'll be there showing our solidarity for Palestine, and we'll be there in resistance to U.S. complicity to a massacre that occurred and to the continued occupation and the oppression of the people in Palestine.
You say there's a picket line. Is it likely that the goods will be blocked from getting off the ship, or is it more in a show of solidarity with Palestinians?
My hope is that the labor union, the Tampa local longshoremen, will honor our picket line and not cross it. Based on our communication with them, I feel that the level of feeling that they have, the support that they have, and the understanding they have for what's going on, that they will have an emotional response and hopefully refuse or at least engage in a work stoppage or a slowdown, a delay of unloading the ship.